me first acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Rishi Sui, Dr. Rick Beiler, Cliff Boykin, and Dr. Ed Barnes. And also, I'd like to acknowledge that funding for this came from Cotton Incorporated. Dr. Yufeng Ge helped us a lot with sample collection. Scomarto Gin near Caldwell did the ginning. Al Nelson is the farm manager at the Impact Center and was very helpful in this. And also my two student workers who got to do a lot of hand ginning of cotton samples for this. I appreciate their efforts, Becca Chandler and Mike Gilbert. Brief background, U.S. cotton is machine harvested, as we all know, unlike it is in many parts of the world. Therefore, it has more trash and the lint must be cleaned so that it's marketable. Lint cleaners damage fiber, something else I think we all know. They do this by increasing short fiber and the number of neps in the cotton. There has been, over the last roughly 60 years, a lot of research and development in lint cleaning technology. Most of this is focused on the current state of the art, which is saw cylinder type lint cleaners. That has been the current state of the art for all those years. And there have been some significant modifications of that technology, but it's basically the same fundamental technology. And there has been a move towards some innovation in the lint cleaning area so that possibly we could come up with a good method of cleaning fiber that doesn't do the damage to it that we see now. Our previous work in this has related to modeling the physics of a lint cleaner, how are fibers actually damaged in the machine fiber interactions that go on in the lint cleaner. And just last year, we reported a very cursory look at characterizing fiber particle attachment, and that leads into this work here. The objective for this work relates to evaluating certain fundamental requirements of cleaning lint. What we're trying to do is answer a couple of questions. One is, how are particles of extraneous matter, whatever type they are, attached to the fiber? And then secondly, what effects do the machine interactions have on those attachments? Well, we harvested some cotton, one variety, in the field near in our research experiment station near College Station called the Impact Center. We did five treatments, and we did this over multiple locations and multiple replications. But the basic five treatments were hand harvest and hand ginned, and you can see how the abbreviations work on this. Machine picked and then hand ginned. Machine picked, seed cotton cleaned, and hand ginned. Machine picked, seed cotton cleaned, machine ginned. And then machine picked, seed cotton cleaned, machine ginned, and lint clean. And the lint clean is just one lint cleaner. This is a look of a set of samples from the five different treatments, starting at the upper left, going to right, and then down and back again to the right. You can see how the machine-picked hand-gen sample is much dirtier than the hand-picked hand-gen sample. And of course, the particle sizes are smaller, and the number of particles is reduced as you go on through further machine interactions, and also the particle sizes are reduced. To do this work, we used a video microscope from Caltech. And we're trying to do a couple of things here. One is just visual observation of the attachment mode of the particles to the fiber. The second is a good bit of data collection. From each one of these treatments, we took a subsample that was roughly 1 to 2.5 grams. We randomly selected 45 particles from each one of these small subsamples of cotton fiber. We measured or observed for each particle the type of particle, whether it be leaf, bark, or what have you, the size of the particle, its shape, the attachment tightness, and this is given levels 1 to 5. And Dr. Sui and I were working on this together, and I personally was making the call on the attachment tightness by feel. So this is a fairly subjective measurement, but at this point, this is what we have available to us. And also, we made a subjective assessment of the number of attached fibers to each particle, whether that be low, medium, or high. And then we measured for each one of the subsamples the total particle mass. After we got those 45 particles out, we pulled every other particle we could conceivably get out of the sample, and then we weighed all those trash particles together to give us total particle mass. So I want to begin just looking at some of the observations that we made with the microscope. First, a few just still pictures. This is a leaf particle that's fairly well fragmented, and you can see that it's wrapped fairly tightly in fiber. Here is another leaf particle that is less well fragmented. It has fewer fibers attached to it. And particularly one fiber, you might be able to notice that the fiber tends to be attached right at this point along the edge of the fiber, and that will be a common point that I'll make during this discussion. This is a piece of bark, and a couple of these pictures you're going to see, they look kind of white. That's not the actual color of the particle. Our lighting on our microscope was a little bit too bright in this one, and it doesn't show up on the monitor that's on the microscope itself, but when it transfers to the computer, I think there's some sort of color palette difference, and so they come out looking a little too bright. So, but you can still get the idea here. You'll notice this is bark, it's a thicker particle, that the fibers tend to be attached around the edges of the particle where the particle fractured away from its larger piece. Here's a stick, very small. I should point out also in each of these pictures that I'm showing you that there's a scale down at the bottom. These are 1 millimeter increments, so this stick is a little over 3 millimeters long. So we're talking about pretty small particles. Again, the fibers are attached around the edges of this stick. And this is a seed coat fragment, and you don't see a lot of extra fiber attached to it. Most of the fiber that's attached here is what's embedded in the seed coat itself. Now, I've got a few videos. Each one of these takes about a minute long, and I'll talk through a little bit of it, but some of it I'm just going to let you look at for yourself. This is a leaf particle that obviously is a fractured piece of a larger leaf, and I don't think there are any natural surfaces on the edges of this. This is obviously fractured away. You can see there's one fiber attached to it, and the attachment point is right there on the edge of that leaf. And I'll point out it's a little difficult using a microscope to keep something in focus when you're moving it around. So it'll come in and out of focus a little bit, and you just kind of have to bear with it. But the particle that you're seeing in the foreground, the fiber that you're seeing in the foreground is what we're going to eventually be pulling on. And the other end of the fiber is on the other side of the attachment point on the edge of this leaf particle here. One of the things I think that will be fairly clear when we get done is that the fibers are not really attached by and large to the surface of these particles, but they're attached to cracks and nooks and crannies along fractured edges of all these particles. And there's actually a crack where this is attached, and as we begin to pull on the fiber with one set of tweezers, and we'll hold the particle itself with the other set of tweezers, and you'll see that you can actually pull that little bit of fiber through that crack and it releases. Okay, so that's what we're dealing with largely in removing particles like this from fiber. Now here's another leaf particle. Same situation basically, but we've got a few more fibers, and it's just another example of the fact that these fibers are attached at fractured edges. Now sometimes the fractured edges result in fibrous material that's part of the inner makeup of the fiber sticking out and providing an extra nook and cranny for the cotton fiber to grab onto. Sometimes it's a crack that makes a sort of a recess. For example, if you look at this, there's a crack that goes down into the fiber, and fairly commonly we see along the spine of the fiber that the meat of the fiber will break away, and that provides a nice place for fibers to grab, and I think I've got an example of that later. But again, as you pull on these, you can see the fibers come through the attachment points or the cracks. Now this is a stick, and over on the right is the natural surface, and on the left is the fractured surface, and all the fibers are attached along the fractured surface. And we'll pull on a few of these, and you can see the attachment points and the fact that they're associated with fractured cracks. This is a little bit of a tedious process, as you can imagine, when you're sitting in the lab and you've got this little tiny particle and you're trying to grab it with these tweezers. And by the way, the points that you see on those tweezers will draw blood. If you touch them a little bit too hard to your thumb, they'll poke a hole in your thumb. So the reason I mention that is that the tips are very tiny and they look quite large in these images. I can't tell you right offhand what magnification we're dealing with here, but it's probably in the 80 magnification or 100 magnification range, something like that. Okay, so here we're going to grab one of the particles. You can see the attachment point along this fractured edge. Hold the particle down, and I think we may be able to see this one pulling through the crack as well. Well, maybe not. And finally, we've got so we had two leaf particles to show, and then one stick, and then here's a piece of bark. And again, the bark surface is pretty rough, but all the fibers are attached along the edges where there is a lot of fibrous material from the bark sticking out and providing little cracks. And you can see there's a nice crack along the inside of the bark that if a fiber were able to get down in there would be difficult to remove as well. I should have put some exciting music with these videos. Chariots of Fire or something, I don't know. Okay, I think we'll stop there on that. I think you get the idea. Here is a table that deals with basically averages of all the data that we collected. You can see that the trash by mass of the sample started with hand-harvested hand-ginned at 1.5%. The machine-harvested hand-ginned was 10.8%, and it went down from there. Machine-harvested, I'm forgetting my acronyms here. Machine-harvested seed cotton clean, hand-ginned, was 6%. Then machine-ginned went to 3%, and with a lint cleaner added, went to 1.1%. Now, here's the tightness, and this is the subjective observation that we made. But you can see that, You can see that, by and large, it starts fairly low, and it goes up with each machine interaction. It dips back down with machine ginning, and then goes back way up with lint cleaning. So as a general rule, tightness of attachment between fibers and particles goes up with machine interaction. These are percentages of particles that fell into the low fiber category, the medium fiber category, and the high fiber category. This is in numbers of fibers attached to the particle. You can see that at the beginning, we started out with particles having a fairly low number of fibers attached to them. And we ended up, after all the machine processing, with a fairly high number of fibers attached to the particles. And this is a graph that kind of indicates that. I don't really want to spend a lot of time on it, but you can see hand harvest, hand ginned tended downward toward the right, and most of the others, particularly the last three, were upward toward the right, meaning that there were higher numbers of fibers attached. So in conclusion, I think it's fairly clear from all the observations that we've made that the primary attachment mode between cotton fiber and cotton trash particles is mechanical, and that mechanical attachment is basically a restraint of the fiber in cracks at the edge of the particles. Secondly, more machine interaction tends to increase the tightness of attachment of those particles and the numbers of fibers attached to those particles. Now, there, I think, is some bias here because some of the more loosely attached particles are removed during some of these machine interactions, and that tends to bias the data at the later end to make it seem like the tightness has been increased. That's something that's confounded in the data, and we don't really know. But that's what you end up with at the end. Future research, a couple of things we're going to do. More exhaustive data collection on these samples. A little bit of method refinement, I think, is in order. We want to do some calculations on these types of samples. How many particles at each stage? What type of particle at each stage? What's the size of the particle and the shape of the particle at each stage? And how is attachment affected with respect to type of particle? And then we want to come up with some method of measuring attachment force. We've got some pretty good ideas on this. This is a very non-trivial task. measuring force of attachment between cotton fiber and particles. But we do have, I think, an idea that we may be able to work with. And then finally, consideration of practical applications. And I should have put a great big question mark there, because that's kind of where we are. But basically, we're looking at fundamentals here and trying to come up with some ideas that we can use in the future. And with that, I'll just leave you with this picture of a leaf that you can see it's broken. It's got a crack along the spine, and a bunch of fibers kind of got stuck in that crack. And that's what we typically see. So if I've got 30 seconds for questions, I'll take a question.
Over by 30 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm over.
We'll take maybe I don't. Questions if we're at the break time. So if there are any questions, feel free.
All right. Thanks a lot.